Soften your forehead. Soften your lips. Soften your fingers. You might focus on your third eye, focus on the spot between your eyebrows, and up a little bit, and then drill down into your head about a quarter of an inch, 1 centimeter. You can focus there. And you can start breathing. Watch your breath, but watch it come out of your third eye. So your breath comes out of your forehead. And your breath comes back into your forehead. Just above the place between your eyebrows. And take 10 nice long exhales from that. Then imagine that you're going to die before you go to bed tonight. You will die before you go to bed tonight. So it's okay for the rest of my life if I don't have a big position, or I'm not very famous, or people don't think I'm so amazing. If I'm sort of invisible in the world, like a person who works at a small store, or a person who cleans the floor, and if people think I'm somebody unimportant and invisible like that, that's okay. It's a good place for me to practice. If I get famous, if people know me, it's dangerous. If I'm anonymous, I can practice quietly, very sweetly. Sit with that for about 10 minutes. It's okay for me to be anonymous in this life. One of those invisible people, people don't pay any attention to. But I'll be practicing the whole time. come back to your breath. Three slow breaths. Then you can stretch. Open your eyes. Too hot? No. Okay. Too hot? Raise your hand. Okay, you lose. I looked up the goose thing and the fox and the weasel thing. Okay, and I've never seen anybody explain it, but I found an old commentary by a Kadampa Lama named Chengawa, Lord of Gyantsen. And he said, there's a goose who flew to the south for the winter, okay? And then he wants to go back home in the springtime. So in America, I don't know in China, but some birds will go back home in the spring when the weather gets warm. They will fly back in big groups like that. And they have a long neck and beautiful white color. And so he talks about the goose who he lands. He gets up in the morning and he says, oh, the weather got warm again. And he's going to fly back to Vancouver, right, Connie? And he's like, he's got his mind on Vancouver. He's in Guadalajara. And he's got his mind, he's like, I'm going back to Vancouver. You know, and he puts his long, beautiful neck out. And then the fox behind the stone right here goes, and catches him by the neck. And then he's got his mind on Vancouver. So he, with all his power, he pushes the air, and that slits his throat. Okay, sorry. So the fox grabbed him. Then he put all his power in, because he's thinking about Vancouver, and then it split his throat open. He died. Okay. And then Changawa says many people, Tibetans, 1,000 years ago, they decided to go to India. And they sell all their stuff, like Kyumbo Nyanjo, right? Who invented Nyingma Yoga, or wrote it down. Then they put on their backpack and they get all their stuff ready. And they're thinking about getting over Himalayan mountains and into India. And they step off the step of their front step and they slip. And they break their neck and they die right there. Okay? Like their mind is like India, Bogaya, Varanasi. And they look up in the sky and they step off the step of their front door and they break their neck and they die. It's the same as the goose, okay? And then he says what it means is that people have these grand ideas about tantric practice and, you know, I will go into 3-year retreat and Vajrayogini will come visit me every day and I'll be doing mantras and I finally do something good with my life and I hope people hear about it. Then the fox grabbed the neck. You see what I mean? I hope people hear about it. You know, and then they push into tantra and it kills them, okay? Because they have this little stupid thought, you know, I hope everybody hears about my 3-year retreat, or, okay? I hope everybody hears about how cool I am. And it kills the 3-year retreat from the first hour. It kills the 3-year retreat in the first hour of the 3-year retreat, okay? It's like, Then he goes into a long explanation why foxes are very good at hiding behind rocks right in front of you, so you don't know they're there. What's that mean? Yeah, your eight worldly thoughts are, they're right here all the time and you don't see them. They're very good at hiding. You have them, but you don't see them. Okay? So, and then they ruin your practice. They kill your practice. He says, weasel and foxes are both good at hiding behind rocks. So it's not that they're different. I couldn't find out that they were different. I think it just means weasels and foxes. Sneaky critters who hide nearby and grab your throat and kill your practice. Okay? They hide here, not in Amitabha's paradise. You know, they're right here. Okay? Okay. That's as close as I could get. The Tibetan was very corrupt and very old, and half the words are misspelled. And it comes from the 1,000 years ago, and it's not very clear. Okay. How many problems did we get? Yeah, we're on number 6, okay? So 6 problems of not doing death meditation every day. The last one was you become a petty, irritable person, and small things make you upset, and your cappuccino isn't quite right, and you think it's important to tell everybody in the restaurant that your cappuccino is not quite right, okay? So if you did a death meditation that morning and you got a cappuccino, you'd be, oh my God, cappuccino on the last day, that's so cool. You know, so I can die with a clear mind. Okay? So if you're doing death meditation every day, small things don't bother you, okay? Small things don't bother you. You're a more agreeable person. You have a bigger, what do they call it? Tolerance for other people's stupidity. Okay. Or whatever. Number 6. Drupa chika gyoshin du chi gupe nyemik ni. If you don't do death meditation every day, then when death does come, you feel very strong regret. You know, I had a chance, I had a lama, I had all these teachings, I had a good chance. You know, I had a meditation hut, I had a cushion, I had a rosary, I had all the videos of the classes, and I just wasted my time on Facebook and Alibaba. Okay, like that. You feel very bad at the last minute. I met people, they had problems with their parents. Like they had a fight with their mom and they had a fight with their dad. And then they didn't talk to each other for 5 years or 10 years. And then suddenly mom died. Or suddenly father died. And then they feel so terrible. They feel, oh, I should have called them, you know, it's too late. Okay? And it's like that, you know. You had all these chances to practice. Everything was there. And then suddenly you get cancer. And you're like, wait, I didn't have time to finish my meditations, you know. I didn't do what I was going to do, okay? Chiwa madhena chuki sugnyan sam chepaang. So if you don't think about your death every day, then you can pretend to be a Dharma practitioner. You can look like one on the outside. Sugnyan means a reflection in a mirror. And in Dharma language, it means a shadow of a real practitioner. You know, you look like a real practitioner, but you're not. Chepang, sendi dunya dangjena. If your Dharma practice is mixed up with, you know, wanting to be, get people's attention or things like that. Dena chima dupa chiwa shepe drade. Then the enemy called, I died before I finished my practice, okay? I died before my practice was successful. That's an enemy's name. I died before I got where I wanted to go. Ninchi globo du chungwana. They come suddenly. They come unexpectedly. I'd say about 95% of people die unexpectedly, okay? They didn't expect to die when they died. Okay? Lobo chungwana, nga dundu nyerwe top ki gyuno so kangi kyang mi pemba. So then all the hopes and all the work you did in your life to get things, to get people, to acquire people, friends, relatives, family, in that moment, kangi kyama mi pembar, you see that they are useless. They're not going to help you 5 minutes after you die. All the efforts you made in your life to collect objects or money or attention of other people or even other people themselves, 5 minutes after you die, it's all irrelevant. It doesn't matter anymore. Okay. And you see it and you regret. You regret all the effort you put into that. You understand, you realize that you didn't, the lacha didn't come. What's lacha? Angel Dharma. Okay, the divine Dharma. Okay, the Dharma of the gods. The teaching of the gods, machung, I didn't get it. You know, I lost it. I lost my chance. Okay, machung. There's a guy who died yesterday. His name was Steve Brzgulis. He helped me write the first Tibetan program, the first program for printing Tibetan. He did the programming, and he was a very dear student of Ken Rinpoche's. And he just died yesterday. I woke up this morning and something felt very wrong, and then I found out he just died, okay? And he didn't get a chance to practice the way he wanted to, you know? He kind of got distracted with computers and stuff, and then he never came back to it, and he died. He just died, and that's it. He's lost his chance. He was with Ken Rinpoche for years, and he lost his chance, okay? Toku. Unbearable regret comes up on your mind. Then when you reach that point, you just have to sit with that suffering. There's nothing you can do. You die, you're dying, you know you're dying, and you know it's too late. And there's nothing else to do. You just have to sit there with those feelings. And there's nothing you can do, okay? You sit there with those feelings as you die, okay? Terrible way to die, okay? That's problem number six. Bena mundo chuda shejawa sawe neki tepte chiwashini gyutsik mepadang da. So then Pabongka Rinpoche mentions a monk from a monastery called Mundoling, and his name was Chuda. And he got a fever, a bad fever, and then he realized he was going to die. And he told his friends he was sorry. He regretted his life. Then he doesn't tell the whole story, so I went and got you the whole story. Okay, and the story can be found in a lama named Losan Jangyam Munlam. And he has the whole story, okay? So I went and got you the story. Because of John Brady's work. Thank you, John. Yes, give me a hand. Yeah. So that's why where your money goes from Singapore and Guangzhou and Xiamen. That's why we can have these teachings. Because I can just look it up in the computer. It goes through 20,000 books in about 2 seconds. Okay, so I can find these stories for you. Otherwise, we don't have the stories. Chika gyopa kewa mundo chodak tabote. De gendung de tutne. So this monk that Pabongka Rinpoche mentions was involved in splitting up the Dharma group. Okay, so he was very smart. They say in the scripture that the people who split the Dharma group are usually smart people. Okay, because they can talk to everybody and say, did you hear what Stanley did? You know, he's blah, 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 blah. And then they can create they're smart enough to convince people that there's a problem. and they split the group. Okay, they're not stupid people. They're usually intelligent people with messed up mind. Okay. Nam Shikna Kotsepe Nane. Then that monk who had split up the Dharma group got a bad fever. And Nimashitu Nilope. And then he couldn't keep consciousness. He kept falling in unconscious. Shengi Kidugyun Tumbo Yin. Then his supporters in the Dharma group split complained to him. You used to be so clever and sharp. And now you're just like, all the time, you know. And Yimbalat sepe net nadu ni lopa chi yinchepe. You know, why now you're so out of it? You know, you used to be so clever and so smart, and you helped us in our side, you know. Then he said, Kyutsun na tumbo tangwe na pung. My life was destroyed by people like you who told me I was clever. Okay, you see, Pabongo doesn't say what he said, but the real story is that he told his supporters, "You ruined my life by believing me, by telling me I was smart, you know, and that I had the right, you know." And you pung means you ruined my life. Okay, pung. Tange tetsana chukona machepe. Now, what the person you see before you is not a intelligent person, it's a person who didn't practice. The person you see in the bed right now is a person who didn't practice because of you guys. You supported me. Chepe kamsun na ngale namba midu. I can't think of a person in the universe who's more stupid than me. And then he died. Okay, like that. He just died. Okay, so he had this regret at the end. He believed, other people told him he was really clever, and he believed in him. And then at the end, he realized they had deceived him, right? Okay. Kamawe tata chiwe jikpa shi gu, chika mi tsewa shi gupa. Then Kamawa said a very beautiful thing, and you should think about it, okay? Tata chiwe jikpa shi gu. If you're going to be afraid of death, get it finished with now. Okay? If you're afraid to die, do your death meditation and get over it. Okay? Chikar mitsewa. Then when death comes, you shouldn't be afraid. Okay? So get it. Do your death meditation. Get used to yourself dying before tonight's finished. And then when the death comes, be calm and chill. Chill out. Enjoy. Okay? But all of us, we do the opposite. You know, we don't think about death. Day after day, we just enjoy our life. And then when it comes, we get scared. Many people who are dying poop in their pants. Many, many people. You can see. They realize what's going to happen. And they realize they didn't have anything ready. They didn't prepare anything. Most people don't know what to prepare. And they get terrified, and they poop in their pants, you know. Chikar mitsewa tana minjik chikar trangla semo dep. And then they're screaming and crying. And in Tibetan you say, semo means the nails on your fingernails. And trang means your chest. You say you're like clawing, you know, like that. It means scared, super scared, okay. Chiwa mitapa dila dambur jik, chika mi jikba shi gurkyang, rangai dele dokte. So, the point of practicing death meditation is to get used to that fear now. Get over the fear now. And then when death comes, you'll be ready, and you'll be calm, and you'll be relaxed, okay? And that's the best way to die. Shi gukyang, rangre ginet gotong. But we do the opposite. Tata chiwa shi ong nyang, but sam yang mepar. Nobody thinks they're going to die today. Nobody in the general public thinks they're going to die today. Almost nobody. Lo demor de. And they're pretty comfortable with their life, you know. Do you have enough money? No, I have a lot of credit card debt, you know. Is your husband perfect? Yeah, I don't know, 75%. Is life okay? You know, it's not so bad. And they feel okay about life. They're not scared, but they should be scared all the time, okay? Then when a chika chida kantra latuk, then those people don't die well. People who didn't practice dying, they don't die well, okay? They have a bad death. And people who kept doing, when you brush your teeth, right? Look in the mirror and say, you're going to die today. Okay. Let's cancel that meeting with that irritating old lady. You know? Let's cancel that one movie that's not that good, you know. Let's do a little more meditation today. Since it's our last chance, you know, let's do an extra 15 minutes, you know. Something like that. Okay. You get used to it. Okay. Then when the doctor says you have cancer, you're like, okay, I'm ready. My mom got cancer bad, and my dad got cancer, and it was interesting, the difference. My mom went to the lawyers and made all the, what do you call, wills, and got the money split up, and, you know, got everything ready. You know, she sold her clothes, she split up the house, she got everything ready, and then she just died very calmly. She was a very religious person. And she died with a Bible in her hand, and her heart broke open with blood, you know, and she had a Bible in her hand. She was like, she drew a beautiful painting of Jesus just like a week before that, and she had a Bible in her hand, and she was very calm. And then my dad, who was not religious, he was super scared. He's this big, brave hunter, can shoot everything. And he was terrified. And he kept saying, no, I'm not going to die, you know. And then when he died, it was a big mess. It took us like a year to figure out where were his bank accounts or, you know, how much money did he owe. And, you know, he didn't get anything ready. And he was terrified. And my mom was like, okay, I'm going to die on this date. Doctor says about this date, you get this, you get this, you take care of this. You get it. Okay, is everybody happy? Everybody okay? You know, like that. Okay? So you should be like that. Get ready. Chiwashi ong nyamba. Samyang mepa lo demra dinyang. Chikani chukpo ser pangwa gya. You may have 100 storerooms filled with gold on the day you die. And Gyalpo Yu Tam Che Ki Dakpuan, if you're the old type of king in India, okay? So when you say Lord Buddha was a king or a prince, Siddhartha, right? Or Lord Atisha was a king, Asanga and Vasubandhu were of king's royalty. King in the old days wasn't like Obama. Okay, king means you own everything and everybody in the country. Okay, you see a girl you like, she's yours. You see a car you like, you just take it. You know, somebody just made a nice cherry pie, you walk in their house and take it. Because you own the house and you own all the people in the house. And you own the cherry pie that she just cooked. Okay, that's a king. That's a real king. Not like these politicians. Okay, so that's pretty powerful. If you walk into somebody's house and tell people, kill her, they have to kill her. That's it. You own everybody. You own every house. You own everything. That's a real king. Then, Gyalpo Yu Tam Che Ki Dakpoang, a king like that, they do see Pumbe Dumbo Ching Se Kyang Mepe. Then they have nothing. They die with nothing. Empty. Hand. Tongba. Tongba Kona. Tongba Kona. Nothing but empty-handed. Okay? You die naked. You go back. Doesn't matter who you were. Okay? Rangre yang chikar peng epe lo deng chasa chi kyang madu peng ngang ne. Then if you do your death meditation and you have a good, daily, modest dharma practice, okay? Then you have what's called deng. Say deng.
Deng.
Not dung, okay, dang. Dang means insurance policy. You have a guarantee, written guarantee. Deng means written guarantee, okay? You're okay. You can die, okay? You're okay. You got your karmic seeds, you got your practice, you're set. But if you don't do your death meditation every day, Deng Sa Chik Kyang Madrup, if you didn't work on that, Lobo Du Chine Drapa Simba, and suddenly you get a bad cancer or something, which happens to everybody, don't think you're different. Everybody thinks they're not going to get cancer. Anyway, they say, Dalen Mashitsam Shik Chungna, Dani Chungne Bar Chenyam M. Then the doctor says you're going to die in a few weeks, you know, and then you're like, oh, I wish I had had some time. I wish I had had some time to get my stuff together. I wish I had time to do my death meditation. I wish I had time to prepare, but now I don't. Okay? It's too late. Okay? When they tell you you got cancer, it's too late, okay, to do your death meditation. Because then the real one's coming, okay? Say rang la yaktu laktu yebe se sagyu machua. We were on the boat in Varanasi. They made me get up at 4 o'clock or something and look at this super polluted. Well, they say there's 17 septic sewer, 17 city sewer systems are emptying into the Ganges. And do I want to dump my head under it? I'm like, no. And then we were watching this guy on the shore and he bought a nice loaf of bread and he was carrying it. You don't carry bread on the banks of the Ganges because they're these big, huge monkeys and they're very strong. And they come and grab it. And we watched this stupid guy. He's like, and I'm like, watch this, you know. And the monkey comes and runs away, okay? So while you got the food in your hand, okay, while you got the yotao, churro, Dunkin' Donut, what's that guy's name? Tim Horton. While you got the Tim Horton donut in your hand, eat it. Bite it while you got it. Okay? Don't like, ugh. And then ki simba means a dog runs away with it. Who's the dog? The Lord of Death. Okay? You got it in your hand. Eat it quick. Okay? What's it? It's time. Okay? You got time now. Use it. Okay? Don't sit there and say, I'll practice tomorrow. Yeah. Then death will come. You won't get the Tim Horton donut. If you don't know what's Tim Horton, you have a bad karma. It's the best donut in the world. I'm sorry. Better than Beijing Youqiao. Ki kewe se se di sawa semkyang. After the dog has run away with your Dunkin' Donut, it's too late. Mi penba. It doesn't matter how much you wanted to eat it, okay? That's number 6, okay? So we finished the 6 problems of not doing your death meditation every day. Tomorrow, in the morning, I'm going to have asked somebody to get up and tell me all 6. So get ready, okay? Talk to each other tonight, okay? I'm going to ask somebody, I'm going to embarrass somebody in this room. And it's not going to be me. Okay? So I'm going to ask you to stand up and tell me what are the 6, okay? Alright? Ready? If you're not sure what they were, talk to Uta or something. Okay. Okay, next part in the study of death is to think of how cool it is if you do your death meditation, okay? So in Buddhism, we always try to sell you on the positives, you know, like, this is how cool you're going to be if you do death meditation every day, okay? So these are the cool things that are going to happen to you, okay? Number 1. Dun che wei pen yin ni chi wa ten ni ten na ni dun che de dun be do. If you do your death meditation every day, it's extremely powerful. It's extremely important, okay? It's big bang for a little buck. What do you call it?
More bang for your buck.
More bang for your buck, okay? You spend 15 minutes on death meditation every day, it's worth like 2 hours of emptiness meditation, okay? It's powerful, okay? It's good stuff. When I get to emptiness, I'll say the opposite. You know that. Okay. Dhenche Payini, okay? Chiva Dhenadi Dhenche Tay. Very, very important to do it compared to other things you can do with your time, okay? 15 minutes of death meditation every morning will make your life extremely happy. And that's why Tim called this retreat the joy of impermanence. Okay? So there's a famous sutra called the Great Nirvana. And I believe a lot of the sutra is Lord Buddha giving a teaching after he knew he was dying. We went to Dunhuang, and in the cave there's a Buddha laying down. Very beautiful, very huge, like 100 meters, you know. Huge. Very, very beautiful, and in a cave. And so parts of this sutra he gave while he was dying. Okay. Jetam Cheki Nangne Palangi Jedang. Of all the tracks in the mud, the track of a mahe. Mahe is an Indian bull, those big Indian ox. Then they have big feet. When they step, they leave a big footprint. The footprint of the ox is the biggest thing of all footprints. Okay, those of you studying Tibetan, it's je, which means afterwards. You see? R-J-E-S, Rajata Jadama Jesa Je. So we should put that in the dictionary. Rajata Jadama Jesa Je, which normally means anu in Sanskrit or afterwards. Okay. It can also be a noun that means an afterward, meaning a footprint. Okay, like when the Buddha presses his hands and his feet in the stone, that's called the jay of the Buddha. Okay. Tamche ki nane balangi jay. Dushe tamche ki nane mitapadan chiwe dushe choktusung. And the biggest of all Dharma ideas you can have is death meditation. Okay? The biggest footprint is an ox. The biggest Dharma thought is, I'm going to die today. Okay, who said that? Lord Buddha. When? Yeah, he was passing from this world. Okay. Choktu Sambatar, Chiwa Tembe, Chishama Chepa Ong. If you think about your death every morning, then your practice that day will be really sweet and pure. Okay? The Tibetan word for that is Shama. Okay? Shama. Kausha Ashama. And it means sweet and pure. Okay? It's a nice word. It means your practice is going to be sweet and pure. If you remember, you're going to die every morning. Shama Chepa Ongte. Chimaten Sang Toba Dune. Jimbatang wa sutin lang wa soktang torna kiba sumne sungjuki paki langirim batamche di dren. People who practice death meditation every day, they get inspired to practice the six perfections. They want to give money to other people. They want to be nice to other people. They want to keep their patience with other people. They want to do sweet things for other people. They want to meditate and they want to understand emptiness. What are those? That's the six perfections, okay? So people who meditate about death every morning, they get interested in the six perfections. They think they're cool. All the way from that up to Kibba Sumne, from the three motivations or the three levels of the Lamrim, up to Sungjuk. What's Sungjuk?
A combination of the two.
Yeah, Sungjuk means the combination of the two, and it's the tantric word for
enlightenment.
So in Tantra, we don't say become a Buddha, or we don't say get enlightened. We say become the combination of the two, okay? And that's the tantric word for enlightenment. What's the two?
Gilu
and Usel. Say Gilu. Usel. Clear light, which means super understanding of emptiness, and Gilu, which means a rainbow body of an angel. Angel's rainbow body. Okay? Body and mind of an angel. Sunji Kipaki Langiruma Tamche Didren. If you spend just 5-10 minutes every morning thinking that you're going to die today, then you can practice Tantra. Okay? Then you can practice everything. The whole path. You have power. Okay? You have that kind of power. And if you don't, you don't. Okay? Right? Tamche Didren. Je Mila Yang Yung Dun Ki Jindak Shiwe Kien Che Te Chulakul. So Milarepa wasn't always Milarepa. Milarepa was a lazy dude. And he wasn't so interested in Dharma. And then his teacher's name was Yungten. And that teacher's sponsor, one of his sponsors, died a very bad death. And Milarepa watched him die. And then Milarepa got religious, okay? After that, Milarepa got religious. Milarepa's student was... Gampopa, the doctor, the physician, Gampopa. And he was married originally, and then his wife died. And her uncle came to express his condolences, and Gampopa was having a party. And the uncle said, what the hell are you doing? You know, my niece just died. Your wife just died. He says, yeah, but now I'm free to practice. And the uncle threw dirt in his face. It's very famous. Okay. Of course, that's not exactly a pure thought. Okay. The best way to practice Tantra is with a partner. With a spiritual partner, okay? So you should have one, if you can, okay? Drupchen Mangbo, Drupchen Mangbo Gangling Dang Tupor Sok Nam Namba. So Gang, what's Gangba mean?
Solo?
Not Gangba. Gangba.
Alone?
Gangba, not Gangba. Gangba. I'll give you a clue. A tree is called a Gangtung. Foot drinker. Kang means foot. Okay. Kang ling means a flute made from a kang. What's it mean? You take the bone of, you take this bone, thigh bone, and you make a flute out of it. And you play Dharma songs on a human bone flute. You clean out a human bone and you make a flute. Or you can get a tupor. Tupa means a skull. That you cut this part of the skull and you make a cup and you drink out of it all your tea, all your water, all your Cheerios. Who did that? Jetsun Kapa. Whose skull was it? His mom. And he loved her. He loved her. He loved her so much. It's all over his stories about how much he loved her. He loved her so much. And when she died, he said, I'm going to use her skull for the rest of my life. And so I can remember, I have to die and I have to help people now. Okay, so he used her skull. Okay, it's kind of scary. Okay. So, number Chiwa Mitapa Chen So Che Yin. Chen So Che means they used the bones and skulls of people they loved to remind them that they had to die. Okay. All right? As an aid to remember death. Okay? Chisa chiwa mi chamba che yin. Duwa ne chap kang du kengru chiwa sok sungbang de yin. In the Vinaya, even in the Vinaya, which is the lowest foundation teaching, right? In the Vinaya, we are required to draw a wheel of life in the foyer, in the place where you put your shoes. In the temple, where you come into the temple. Every temple is required by Lord Buddha to have a wheel of life in the front, and it should have skeletons drawn on it. And it's supposed to remind you of death, okay? Like, every time you walk in the temple, you're supposed to look at it and say, I'm going to die, okay? Do we have one in there? I don't know. Okay, I guess I didn't look at it. Chela Rinpoche, Tana Ngemi Tapatun Rema Gomna, Denyimo Sedipa Doanong. Then a Lama named Chengawa who lived around 1100 said, every day I forget to do my death meditation, I waste the day. Every day I forget to do death meditation in the morning, I waste the day. So Michael, we're thinking about creating a Diamond Mountain toothbrush that says, I'm going to die today on it. And a special toothpaste that only has one day of toothpaste in it. Then, you know. Okay. I'm just thinking of ways to make money. Then there was a Lama named Shangtsen Yerpa, and he said, every time I forget to think about my death in the morning, I waste the time up to noon. And if I forget to think about death at noon, I lose the evening. I waste the evening. Okay. And then I start thinking about all the things I need in this life. And then I can't. Then whatever I do isn't dharma anyway. Okay. We said that before, right? You can be doing all the dharma stuff, yoga, meditation, helping poor people, studying. But if you have any kind of feelings like, I hope people heard about how cool I am, it ruins it. It just ruins it, okay? If you do death meditation every morning, you protect yourself from that, okay? Okay, a little bit more. You guys okay? Half hour? Okay, you're tough. I like it. Probably those Germans. Americans are like, sorry. Top cherry pinyini. Okay, second. So first thing is, it's very important. Okay, like death meditation is high priority. That's number one. It's a high priority. Number two is, it's very powerful. Okay, so I don't want you to get confused. Number one is super important. Number two, extremely powerful. Okay. Top chewa. Chiwa mitaba dena ni. Dena mitincho dircho kondro so jombadang. Thinking about death every morning automatically reduces or destroys your tendency of desire or anger. Okay. This is the second one. First one was high priority in your life. Very important. Second one is very powerful. But they're kind of mixed together, right? Any good karma you do on the day that you did death meditation is more powerful than if you didn't do death meditation on that day. So even if you do good karma on that day, but you did a nice death meditation in the morning, the karma of the good deed is more powerful. Okay. It is a forehammer for destroying your negative emotions and your bad deeds. Okay, it's like Thor's hammer. Toa means the hammer of Indra, or okay, big hammer for smashing planets. Okay, Toa dang da dawarsum. Okay. Third one, okay. Third, fourth, and fifth are mixed together, okay? Okay? Six good things happen if you do death meditation. Three, four, and five are pretty much mixed together. I made them into one meditation, which was meditation number 12, okay? It means if you do a good death meditation, you don't start things easily. Once a Dharma person starts something, they finish it. Okay. So Dharma people are very picky about what they agree to. You know, Would you like to write a foreword for my book, Geshe Michael? No. I don't have time. Look, Geshe Michael, I got this time. Yeah, put it in the box over there. But you don't start things that you think you won't finish, okay? If you're doing death meditation, when you start something, you take it seriously, okay? And then you sustain it. That's number four, okay? You sustain it. You don't give up, okay? You don't start things easily, and when you start them, you don't give them up easily, okay? You sustain. I'm going to do the cottage adopter program, you know? Once you decide, then if you've done a lot of death meditation, you're like, you weigh it before you agree. You say, you know, is this worth my time if I'm going to die halfway through? And then you agree. Then you say, okay, it's worth my time. And then you don't give up, okay? Death meditation keeps you going, okay? Number five, what do you guess number five is? Yeah, you finish things. You wrap things up. You complete things, okay? Because you're doing death meditation, okay? I don't have time, okay? Somebody asks you, will you do this project? You say, okay, I know I might die in the middle, but knowing that, I agree. Then you start with a lot of energy, and you keep going with a lot of energy, and then you finish. You don't give up till you finish, okay? That's a real Dharma person. So Dharma people don't agree to things easily, and after they agree, they don't give up, okay? There are many books in the Tengyur. You know, we're cataloging Tengyur. It's 3,700 books. So we have to, Phil's doing all this work. You get to the end of the book, and it's supposed to have a translator and who wrote the book. So there's a few books in the Tengyur that just stop in the middle of a sentence. What happened? It's always the guy died. In the middle, he was writing a sentence. Okay. But he didn't quit. He didn't give up. He died on the middle of the sentence. Okay. So, in a Buddhist book, it's traditional to make a promise at the beginning. I will either finish this book or I will die. But there's no other option. You know. Okay. Okay, so those are 3, 4, and 5, okay? You don't start things easily, you continue them, and you finish them. Because before you agree to do them, you weigh it against your death, because you did death meditation this morning, okay? Okay. Chikal gashin troshin du chiwe penyini. Number 6. When you reach the moment of your death, Troshin du Chiwa, you die with great enjoyment and like joy. Troa means joy, right? You're like ready, super ready. There's a song, I'm so ready to die. Okay. Pinyini. Chikar yang narsha chamachepe loy dang yopa. You have the dang from having practiced your whole life. Shama. You have the dang of practicing your whole life. Shama. Shama means pure and sweet. Dang. You have a guarantee. You got a written guarantee. Who wrote it?
You did.
You did. Okay. While you were meditating every day. Okay. Doing your practice every day. Every day you did your practice, you got a written guarantee that things are going to be cool after you die. Okay? Yippee. Boo. You can show that slide, Scott. It's number, I don't know, 13 probably.
13.
Poo pa kim du doa. Okay? Poo means child, son or daughter. Kim, pa means parents, pama. Kim means their home. It's like you're coming back home to see your parents, okay? Like, you're happy, okay? That's a good feeling, if you can die like that, you know? Oh, I'm going back home. You know, I'm going to see my parents.
And you feel very calm and very happy. Okay? You die happily. Okay? And some kind of satisfaction. I used every moment of my life well. And I'm ready. Okay? I didn't waste my time.
Longdu Lama Rinpoche Nga Lamitapa Chung Namin Jig Nato Gelong Gembo Chido Lai Lu Su Chigyu Yinshe Sumba Shinyin.
There was a great Lama named Longdu Lama. He was very controversial. He had very controversial ideas about emptiness. And he was a great cataloger of books. Very famous. And he said, I'm not afraid of impermanence. I'm not afraid. If impermanence shows its face to me, I'm fine with it. Why? In the morning, I will be an old monk. In the afternoon, I will have a deity's body. No problem. Yeah, just flip me over. Okay? Like, his practice was so good, he knew what was going to come. Okay? Yeah, you trade out an old man's body for an angel body? I'm ready. Okay. It's kind of cool. Chegyu yin she sumu shin yin. Tena che parap chivala che ding mitzer tamang gyapame. So there are three levels of when you die. What kind of state of mind you have when you die? Rap. What's rap? Yeah, the best is chivala che. I'm so ready to die. Oh, goddamn. It's going to be so nice. Okay? That's best. That's the best one. If you practice Tantra and stuff really well, and you're like, ha-ha, now it's coming. Yeah. Okay? Chivalatra. Ding? Yeah, ding means, medium means mitzer. You're not scared. You know? At least you're not scared. You're like, okay, I'm okay with it. I can do this, okay. Tamang dani gyupame. Tama? Lowest. Gyupame. I can die with no regret, okay? Like, I'm not happy about it, but I don't have any regrets, you know? I didn't do anything really bad. And I tried my best to do my practice. Even when John Brady taught yoga, I went. Or Killy Tan. Or Reed. What do you call it? What do you call that? Dandasana or Reet. It's like puts you in plank pose and forgets you're there for like 15 minutes. And then she's like, oh, are you still in plank pose? Could you just put your knee up on your elbow? Okay. Her yoga sequences are written by Stephen King. Okay. Now she's going to get revenge on me next time. Geshe-la, did you remember what you said in the class? Dana, okay. Chung da shi yang la. I had a good chance to practice. I gave it my best. And now I'm okay. I can die. Da shi yang la. La means okay. Compared to a Reed's class, death is like easy. That means I tried really hard in my practice, and now it's, in English we say piece of cake. It's a piece of cake. It means super easy. Super easy. You have something in Chinese like that? I don't know. We say piece of cake. Xiao da ye. Vegetable. Okay. That doesn't sound easy to me. Well, do the Yimigibashi Onte. Then he quotes Milarepa, okay? Milarepa said, Na Chiwe Jigne Rilatra. I ran away to my mountain cave because I was scared of death. Okay? I ran away to the mountains to do my meditation because I was scared of death. How old was Milarepa when he started his major retreats? 49, 50. Okay? So don't say, Geshe-la, it's too late for me to do a long retreat. The greatest retreater in Tibet who ever lived started when he was 50. Okay? It doesn't mean, Yi-Yi, that you can wait until you're 50. I didn't say that. I just mean those of you who are 49, you're still home. Okay? All right. So I ran to the mountains to do my meditations because I was scared of death. Sen yu men ne luk tombo tok. And I saw the ultimate emptiness of the mind itself. In my cave, I saw the emptiness of my mind itself. That's not the emptiness of mind you're going to show me tomorrow when I ask you for the six the six problems of not doing death meditation, okay? I don't want to see the emptiness of your mind, okay? Now I'm not scared to die anymore. Okay? I saw emptiness, and now I'm not scared to die anymore. Okay? Che Sumbataro. I went fast through the classes. I think two reasons. We didn't have to translate. You know, we had people translating simultaneous, which is much faster. And so I'm ahead of myself, and I'm going to keep going. But you've finished all your meditations now, I think. I mean, we'll practice them together. Oh, you have one more. You have number 14, okay? So we're going to start number 14. What did I say about meditation number 14? Do you remember? It's the first one. Okay? The first 13 are just warm-up. They're not death meditation. They're just warm-up. They're just warming up. Okay. Now we're going to start the real death meditations. Okay. Those are warm-up death meditations. So we're lucky, you know, you didn't die before you got to the first one. Okay. Sumba chiwa dhansung lula nyi. So there's two parts to death meditation. Now we're on the real death meditation, okay? And that's good. Maybe we can get pretty far. Chiwa guchuksu gomba dang. To do it's called the nine-step death meditation. Nine steps. There are nine steps to death meditation, okay? Real death meditation, not just the warm-up. It's complete in nine parts, okay? Did you find that book, Jingmei? I translated this from the Lamrim Chimel like 20 years ago. You didn't find it? Try to find it. I translated the whole thing from Tsongkhapa. Okay. You look for it, I'll look for it. I translated the whole thing from Tsongkhapa many years ago. Okay. Chiwa Gutuk. Okay. Say Chiwa.
Chiwa.
Gutuk. Gutuk means the nine step death meditation. Okay. And it's very, very, very beautiful, and it's very logical, and it ties together very sweet, very clean. Okay, go to sukumara chiwe number gombo, and then after we finish the nine, we will go into how does it feel to die. Okay, how does it feel to die? All right, that's the second part. Okay, di shibcha yang kadam komana mepar. There's not a lot of detail on the nine steps in the Kadampas, the ancient Tibetan lamas, 1,000 years ago. Jetsongkhapa sungle jungwe menga yin. So I took it from Jetsongkhapa. Okay, who's talking? Pabongka Rinpoche. I took it from Jetsongkhapa. Jetsong dila. Then he starts advertising how cool is Jetsong Kapa, which I think is very smart. Okay, Gyashungi Gomba. First of all, as far as lineage, Jetsong Kapa followed precisely the lineage from Buddha up to Jetsong Kapa. Very strictly followed the great teachings of 2,000 years. Okay, very strictly followed this beautiful, clean, pure teaching. Okay, first, Nyongwa Nedukar Luk, and then he actually practiced it, and he got results. Okay, so he's not just a book scholar. He went to the meditation. He did long retreats, and he mastered those things. Karluk, then Sache Matrupa, and when he presented those teachings, he didn't present them all mixed up. There's a logical order. Okay, do this, do this, do this, do this. It's called Sache Matrupa. Okay, and you have to be a great master of hundreds of scriptures to do that. Okay, you. Otherwise, you're going to mix something, you know. There's an order to enlightenment. And if you follow it, you get there. And if you don't, you mess it up, okay? Like when you fix a car, you have to do things in a certain order. Or you will screw up the car. You will ruin the car, okay? All the things you do are smart, and they're all correct. But they're in the wrong order. So Tsongkhapa kept to a certain order, okay? It's a order for developing an enlightened body and mind. Okay, Matupa Sok Shendam Mindawa Sabge Gidama Mung. There's nobody who compares. No one compares with you. Okay, really. I keep saying it, and I don't care if you think I'm, what do you call it, biased? I don't care. You know. Okay, Neil Young's the greatest musician. Hendrix is number two. Ben is number three. And Tsongkhapa is the best lama. I don't care. The more you know, the more you understand, okay? That he's off the... It's unbelievable, okay? I can tell you for a couple of days about it. I will at the end of the week, okay? Dena Chiwa Gutuk Sustambala. Okay. The way we design the nine is three sets of three. Okay? Three sets of three. So I'm going to give you the names of the three sets. And then we'll go through the three and the three and the three. Okay? First set is called the meditation that death is certain. Death is definite. You have to die. Okay? Number one. Death is positive. Certain. You must die. Okay, number one. And there's three reasons. Okay, we're not going to talk about it yet. Second set of three, it's not definite what day you're going to die or what time you're going to die. Okay, that's not definite. Okay, so death is definite, but when it's going to come is totally indefinite. Okay, number three. Oh, there's three reasons for number two, okay? We're going to get into that. Number three, Chi Wei Tse, Chuma To, Kangi Kya Mi Penbar. When death comes for you, the only thing that can help you at all is your Dharma practice, okay? Nothing else can help you. Okay? Nothing else can help you. It's the only thing that will help you. All those crazy trips to Arizona to burn yourself in a retreat cabin was the only good thing you did in your life. It was the only smart thing you did in your life. Okay? Alright? Got it? Tsawasum. Those are called the Tsawasum. Okay? Tsawa means three, what? They're like three foundations or three roots. Okay? Each of the three root ideas, each of the three foundation ideas has three reasons. So there are how many reasons total? Nine. Okay? Three principles. Each one has three reasons. Okay? Alright. Sawa Reni La Gyutsen Susum Te Gule. How many does that make? Nine. Okay, just checking. Okay. Number one. So here are the three reasons for why it's definite that you're going to die. Okay, number one. Tambo chida ngepo ongla kyan kangi kyan dokta mepa. Death will come someday for you without a doubt. When death comes, there's nothing you can do to stop it. Okay? Death will come without a doubt. And when it comes, there's nothing you can do to stop it. Okay? Nobody. That's the first reason. That's the first of the nine. Okay? Okay? You will definitely die because no matter how strong your body is, no matter how many handstands you can do, okay? No matter how many handstands you can do, okay? Ne kandu chimba, no matter where you go, okay? Like, people feel safer in, I don't know, Los Angeles than in Mumbai. But when death comes for you, it doesn't matter whether you're in Los Angeles or, you know. It doesn't matter whether you just drank a big bottle of dirty Indian water or you know, you just drank some Evian. When death comes, that's it. It doesn't matter where you are. You can't go anywhere on the face of this planet that's better than any other place. You're going to die. Okay. When death's ready for you, it doesn't matter where you are. Okay. And it doesn't matter what kind of doctor you have or what kind of medicines you have or how much money you have. Okay? If you really want to suffer while you're dying, get some good doctors. You know? Expensive doctors. And they will radiate you with everything and they'll cut everything off and they'll give you medicines that make you die nice and slow. And I swear, you know, rich people die a lot worse than poor people. Okay, because they get all these treatments, you know. They, like, die really slow. Okay. Chida dog to me. Okay. Those are all number one. Okay, those are not three. That's just one. Okay. When death comes, nothing can stop it. Doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter how strong you are, how many push-ups you can do. It doesn't matter. By the way, that doesn't mean you have to quit yoga. Everybody's like, oh, Geshe Last Day, we don't have to do yoga anymore. I didn't say that. John said today when he started class that possibly your yoga will help you not die. Okay. Ne kanta chimba, so it doesn't matter where you go, what you do, or how strong you are, you're going to die. Okay, when the time comes. Okay, that's number one. Okay, number two. Oh, wait, not, we're still on number one. Deyang su lu sangwe min dokte mitakpe somle. So it doesn't matter how strong you are, how healthy you are, how many supplements you're taking. Okay, mitakpe som. So there's a famous book in the Tengyur written by an Indian master called Mitakpe Tsom. It means the book of impermanence. It's called the book of impermanence, okay? And it's in poetry. So here's the poetry. Kanyang sangye rang sangye sangye nam ni nyantu kyang kudu dini pongze na kyo pelpa muci gu. If Buddhists can die, if arhats can die, if shravaka arhats can die, you know, if those kind of people pass from this world, then people like us, duh, mochi gu means duh, you know. If Buddha have to pass, and all those arhats have to pass, and bodhisattvas have to pass, then what, you think you're going to survive? Okay. Mochi gu. Shisimbata doje ku nye sangye chamde de. The Buddha, historical Buddha, Gautama, achieved the diamond body. Sungju Nyepa. And there are many great lamas of India and Tibet and China. Drupto Mambo. They reached enlightenment. Tata Tam Shepana Yu Yu Ta Nangyang Tundun Yangan Ne Desin. Then we talk about Nagarjuna, and we talk about Chandrakirti, and we talk about Lord Buddha, and we talk about Jatsankapa as if they were here, but they're not. They died. Okay? If they died, you think you're not going to die? Okay? Nyangan ne desin. By the way, we don't say die about a high lama. We say nyangan ne de. What's that mean? They passed into nirvana. Okay? So after you become a Buddha, you don't have to die. But it helps people if you pretend to die. Okay? All right. They get some... They start thinking about their own death. Okay? Okay. Tembala sopang dorje kushigne deitsu tena. If even the Buddha thinks it's important to pretend to die, dakchak tabu chichi michi, you think you're going to survive? You think you're going to be the first person not to die? Tembang nyangame dawar nyewana, when Lord Buddha was close to death, nunla sharipu so kor chita mambudan chen de. Then a lot of his disciples died. They died because they thought he was going to die. Okay? They thought, oh, Lord Buddha's dying. And they were so sad they died. Okay? Before he finished dying, a lot of his students died because they were so sad. Okay? Shariputimamudanchiva. De jesetumbe sacho truna. Then Shariputra, for example, died before Buddha. He died from grief that Buddha was dying. Okay? Then the Buddha went to a place called Sachok, which is called Kusha in Sanskrit. And there was a city called Kushnagar. And there were two trees, and he had a bed between them. And he said, you can take my bed now down now. It means he knows he's going to die before the evening. Okay. La sungipar simti tamashom. You can take it down now. Shiksuna doje tamati se gyabo rabgada chirupe kundunyu de tul. And his last words, which was, you can take my bed down now, I don't need it anymore, they were meant to help two of his last disciples, who were still alive. Okay. Those two disciples are called Gandharva Raja and Subhadra or Sushubha. These were his last two. They were late students. They came late in his life. And to teach them, to train them, to make them think about their own death, he told, you two take my bed down because I don't need it anymore. I won't need it tonight. Nyangan ne dawar tawar masune rabsam de matakde. And one of them, Subhadra, died before the evening. Because he didn't want to see his teacher die. So he died. He died first. Okay. So all these arhats, Shariputra, from the Shinjing, Sharipu, right? Sharizu. And they all died because they didn't want to see him die. They knew he's going to die tonight, so they died. Okay. Tumbat dewa nyema na kutu ki napsa sa ne deshin shepa ni tongwa kawe tushipa kune sungitama mitapa nila mikpukne. So the Buddha, as he was dying, he opened his shirt. He dropped his monk's shawl. Deshin shepani tongwa kawa la tushi. Look upon the Buddha who is so difficult to see in a human life. Okay, kune sugitama mitapani. And then he died. His last words were, look upon a body that won't be here tomorrow. Okay, look upon the body of a Buddha that won't be here tomorrow. Okay. Mikpuk ne. Teni gombatsor chewa tembichir. The reason his last words were, look upon the body of a Buddha who will not be here tomorrow, The reason he said that last was because he wanted his students to know that the most important practice is death meditation. Okay? He wanted his last word. They're going to remember the last thing he said, right? Then he said, look upon the body of a Buddha who will not be here tomorrow. So his last words are, do your death meditation. Okay? Give this lady some water. Go. Okay. And his last words were, he said a poetry, he said two lines of poetry. Everything that starts dies. And that's the last thing I have to tell you. He said, everything that has a birth dies. And that's my last word. And then he died. Okay. She sumi nyang in the day. De corna chotan chosu yupe rawan tope dra chumba pelche shek. So when they heard that Lord Buddha had died, most of the arhats in India died. Okay. Because they had the power to stay or to leave, and they decided to leave. Okay. Buddha, their teacher died, and they decided to leave. Okay. And that's why shortly after the Buddha there was only 499 arhats left in the world. There used to be thousands, but they all decided to die after he died. Okay. Dharma se tembe terab dun soktang. Then there were seven great holders of the Buddha's throne after he died. Their names are Kashyapa, Ananda, Shanakavasi, Upagupta, Ditika, Krishna, and Mahasudarshana. Okay? Seven great throne holders of the Buddha after he died. Patriarchs. In Chinese you have this word, right? Patriarch. Okay. Terab Dundan, Drupchen Gechu, the 80 yogis. Okay? Very famous tantric yoga practitioners like what's his name? Fish God Eater. Luipa. Okay, yeah. They also died. Gendru Chogni. There's a group of Indian masters called the Six Jewels. Sorry, yeah. The Six Jewels and the Two Supreme. And these are very famous early Buddhist masters, okay? The six jewels are Nagarjuna, his student Aryadeva, Asanga, Vasubandhu, Dignaga, and Dharmakirti, okay? The two supreme are Gunaprabha and Shakyaprabha. So these eight lamas from ancient India, they pretty much wrote the Geshe course, okay? When you do a Geshe course for 25 years or something, you study their books, okay? Gaga Kipendrup Namdang, all of these great people from India, Puki Kenche, okay, Kenlop Chesum. Then there's a group of famous three Tibetan lamas, early lamas. One is called Shantarakshita, whose name was also Bodhisattva. His name was Bodhisattva. One was his student, which was Padmasambhava. And one was the Dharma king, Chisong Detsen. Also, Lord Atisha and his student, Dromtu Jay. Jambun Tsongkhapa, Yabse Sok. Lord Tsongkhapa and his two disciples, Kedu Jay and Gyaltso Jay. They sinned. They all died. Okay? All those great lamas. They're dead. Okay? They sinned. Tata tam tsam ne mena. Just we have a few words left from them. Tam. There's the use of tam meaning not fame. See, in this case, tam means we can still talk about them a little bit. So tam literally means to talk about somebody. Okay? So we can talk about Tsongkhapa. We have his little biography, you know, and that's it. That's all that's left, okay? Dharmakirti, we have 7 books left, small books. That's it. That's all we have left. They're gone. Tata Tsamle Mena, Rangchak Michiwa, Kane De. So what are the chances that you aren't going to die? That's his, he's making a joke, okay? He lists every great lama in history. And they're all gone. They're not only they're gone, we just have a few words left from them. So what do you think? You're going to not die? Okay. Duh. Ngun se cho ling lama yongzhen rinpoche, lanim ka chu sungbana, sopa nan tongchak mambu yoke kyang, tata lalop tsama chi kyang ma shupadang. So in Paboka Rinpoche's time, there was a great teacher of the Dalai Lama's called Secho Ling. He was the generation before Pabongka. And he was very famous. And he used to teach especially the Lam Rien, okay, to thousands of people, many thousands of people at a time without a microphone. Okay? And Loma Samyan, nobody's left from that group. Nobody's left who was in those teachings. They're all dead. That was in Pabongka's time. Such a dear young Chesam Lama Rinpoche Soki Tata Shin Chinyin Zeke Kyan Tata Tamze Tsam Le Malu. And even in the Dharma hall where we are giving this teaching tonight, there's a great lamas called Chesam Rinpoche who taught many, many students. They're all dead also. They were in this room. Okay? They're all dead. Ready? What's he going to say next? Tate chudel du yupanam kyan lo gyatsuna tamte chido. Everybody's sitting here in the room tonight. 100 years from now, not one will be left. Okay? Not one person from this teaching will be left. Okay? In 100 years. And it came true, right? It came true. They're all gone. The people who attended his teaching are all gone. He said to them, we're all going to be gone. And now they're all gone. Okay? And here too, in this room also. Okay? All that's left is some people say, or people said, the Lama said. That's all we have left. Okay? The people are gone. Okay? They must say, Kyapo horsum zamling na tata yepe tering kepe chiba tsunche kyang mi yong zok lo gyat sam somana chi kyang mi dupar. Not only that, but all the people in all the nations of the world at the moment that we are having this teaching, in 100 years, those 7 billion people will be dead. Okay? The ones who are out there tonight, you know, drinking or eating or sleeping, they're all going to be dead. Okay? 7 billion deaths. Okay? Dirin Kepa Chiba Tsunche, including all the kids who were born today in the world, they'll also be dead. Okay? In about 100 years. Samji Kemi Dubra Chingena. If that's a definite thing, you think you're some kind of exception? You know, out of 7 billion people, you're like, not me, okay. Shepetam. Mi dupa chingena, rangchak mi lakpa tongche yin. Tongche means you can see it. You can see it. It's happening. People die off, okay? People die off. You don't have to, I don't have to convince you. You can see it, okay? Tongche yin. I think we'll stop there. It's such a happy place. Okay. Okay. We have this strong tendency not to think about death. And it's impolite. In America, it's impolite to talk about death, you know, especially around old people. You're supposed to say, you look so young, you know. And, if you're going to be a Dharma person, you have to break that kind of thinking. You have to get comfortable with you're going to die. And then your practice gets very fun. and very cool and very pure, okay? And you don't do useless crap, you know? You become a very, what do you call it, real person, okay? So it's not to be depressed or something like that. If you do death meditation every day, you become a really powerful person and a good person, okay? But you got to break this. You got to break this thing in your mind that says, "I'm not going to die today." You got to whip them into. You got to smash them, okay? You got to break it. Otherwise, you'll always be unhappy, okay? It seems contradictory, right? If you convince yourself you're going to die, you're going to be much happier. Okay, got it? But it takes years to change your mind. It takes years. Every morning, you have to get used to it. And then someday comes and you feel so free. You know, yeah, I'm going to die and I'm doing the right stuff. Okay, cool.